There was a time when Jesus looked out at the crowd. They were discouraged, bedraggled, beaten down, as you know. He began his Sermon on the Mount in an amazing way. He said, "You're blessed." And he gave them a list of ways they're blessed. We call those the Beatitudes. And then Jesus said these words, "You're also very important. You're God's called, chosen. You are the world's light, a city on a hill, growing in the night for all to see. Don't hide your light. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see, so that they will praise your heavenly Father." Jesus answers some key questions here, as you know. He answers the question, who are we? Why are we here? And what is our role in the world? We are the light. This world, as you know, is in darkness, very confused. You know, people, we could talk a long time about how scared everybody is in the world and how much darkness there is. People are lost, abandoned, discouraged. But the good news is we know the light. We know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we have a role to play. God has placed us in a place where we can shine. In fact, he's given us this. That's our duty. What is our job? To shine. My grandfather, A.C. Williams, died at 97. A preacher used to say, you know, we don't have to go get the light or start the light or find the light. The light's inside of us. We just got to get out of the way and let it shine. We just got to let God's power flow through us. Why are we here? To do good so that people can know about God. Now, this day on Mission Sunday is a day in which we
needing God's doing God through us and remind
to expand our world,
to take us from what we're comfortable
with, and put us in places where we're part of the core values of this congregation. And if you're new here, you're beginning to realize that as you realize how many people of this church are doing so many different things. So many good works that we really can't even begin to list them all right now. And we don't have time to, we don't need to, but I've been asked to just kind of help us focus on the Lake City's story and also what God's doing through us, what Jesus teaches us about our role. And then they asked me to talk about me, us. There's not a lot of time for this, and, you know, it's hard to weave all those stories together in the time we have since our time's back basically up. My sister-in-law is here. She said, "Gary, just tell a lot of jokes and keep it real short." And in fact, so here's a joke for you, Michelle. Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin talks to Hobbes. He says, "You know, the trouble with the world, everybody talks about themselves. And it's just always me, me, me. That's the trouble with this world." Hobbes says, well, what do you want to change? What do you want different? And Calvin says, "I wish they would just all stop it. Why don't they talk about me for a change?" Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all night. No. Okay, forget the jokes, Michelle. I'm just going to wrap up the sermon here if I can. The reason I'm supposed to talk about us, you know, you may think that the missions committee asked me to preach because I'm the most eloquent and experienced and daring missionary that they've ever known. The truth is, they realized that they wouldn't have to pay me anything, and that Jennifer and I have a story that goes back to the history of this church, that really we were the first missionaries sent out by this congregation. So we are experts on what it means to be supported by this church, how it feels to be prayed for over. In fact, I remember the Halberts were there the Sunday we said goodbye, and they were among the few that are still here because this church has changed a lot. But there was a great send-off and a great welcoming, and during the time we were overseas, we felt the prayer and the support of this church, and it was a wonderful encouragement. So on behalf of all the missionaries overseas, we're here to say thank you for all that this church does and all you do to help those people, because we are a part of all the light that's being shown literally almost every continent, all around the world, so many places. God's working through us, flowing through us, and it meant a lot to us, and it's a powerful thing to see how God changed us and used us. The truth is, though, I grew up, in fact, wanting to, my first impression with mission work was, as a child, hearing the church that I grew up in honor the missionaries and talk about it. When we came back from Italy, by the way, you know, I had been inspired in college by stories of missionaries doing dramatic, self-sacrificing things, going to leper colonies and hostile tribes and remote villages and islands. Instead, God called us in 2001 when we were members here. He kind of pulled us out of our comfort zone. Jennifer and I both had jobs we loved, but he called us to go to Italy. We were there for 5.5 years. Now, we weren't sent to a remote tribe or a hostile village. It's hard to get people to feel sorry for you when you say you're going to Tuscany for Italy. But this church was a tremendous support to us. And the truth is, even though we were going to a place that, you know, you might consider very desirable, I had, skid marks God drug me to a place where I felt like I wasn't prepared. I was scared. I was inadequate. I didn't know Italian. I didn't feel like I really was able. But God's taught me so many things through that whole experience, including the fact that you don't have to be able. You just have to be available. And our limitations are no limitations to God. There's so much that I wanted to share and felt compelled to share this morning, but I really do want to keep this brief in order to just kind of celebrate what we're doing with mission work. Let me just remind you of what Jesus said with the... I'm pausing because I'm trying to think about what I want to cut out of my sermon. I will say this before I get into what Jesus said and before I wrap up my comments. This is a great time to be at Lake Cities. I do want to make sure I point this out. I don't get to stand up here often and say this, but Jennifer and I have been here about 11 years, connected with this church in one form or another. The church is about 13 years old. We've known a lot of the staff and preachers. I've told Jeff this before, but this church is getting the best preaching it's gotten in all those years now. He and Rhonda are a great godsend to us. Brandon is doing a remarkable job as a youth minister, and he's done the double duty as a worship leader and youth minister. We need to honor him and help him. Karen has been a bedrock foundation of support and help. And Leah, of course, is doing a great job. So things have never looked better for the staff. The elders are doing a wonderful job. They're all godly men. And the days of this church, the future is just going to be its best years yet. This church has not been perfect. It's not always done everything right. But it has been willing to let God pull it out of its comfort zone, place it in places where it can serve around the world, and then let God's power flow through it. And that's really what mission work is all about. Just let God flow through you. Wherever God places you, shine the light. You know all around you in your neighborhood, as Jesus said when he talked about you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the world. That's basically the best mission formula for all of us. Your neighborhood, your city, the region. Samaria basically is those people around you that are of a different ethnic group that God's called you to contact and be a part of in the whole world. God's working through us in all these ways and in all these realms and aspects. Jennifer and I keep a calling of Matthew painting on our wall because it reminds us that when Jesus called Matthew, Matthew had to look at himself and said, "Who am I that you would want me?" And that's the way I felt when God called me to go overseas and do mission work. There's so much sin in my life that if you knew about my weakness, that perhaps you wouldn't want me to stand up here and speak. But don't get too uppity, because if I knew about the sin in your life, I wouldn't want to be here standing here talking to you. The most powerful story, one of the most inspiring stories for me, has been the words from an old novel when a pastor was talking to another man, Kamalu. Misangamu was the pastor. Kamalu said, "You are a kind man." And Misangamu said, "You know, I am not kind. I am a selfish and sinful man. But God put his hands on me. That is all. The powerful thing about this story, this church, is that we're all sinners, but we're sinners saved by grace. God's put his hand on us, and he's placed us in so many possibilities throughout the world. Let me just wrap up by telling you, I'm going to summarize all the wisdom I gained as a missionary in 5 points real quick, and then we'll try to end the sermon so we can go to our, well, anyways, our time's up. Anyways, here's these 5 points. 5 things we learn when we say yes to God. We cannot outgive God. It's like the law of gravity. Just try it. You can't outgive God. You can, what goes around comes around. Someone told us when we were going to Italy that we were committing financial suicide. In fact, God's taken care of us, and it's proved to us that there's no way to outgive God. So just try it today. Be as generous and sacrificial in your giving and see if there's any way you can possibly give to God more than he gives back to you. From the very beginning, Lake Cities has been servant-hearted. And there's been times in which money was tight, but I'm proud of this church because it has never cut back on what it committed to supporting the mission efforts throughout the world. And I believe that that's part of what has made this church healthy and grow. We'll come to that point in a second. Number two, God calls the unable. We're not called because we're able, but because we're available. That's how God uses us. As I just said, our limitations are not limitations to God. Lake Cities will grow according to how it learns to trust and obey. We can't focus on our limitations as I did when I was going to Italy. The reason I was a reluctant missionary is because I really was thinking about what I couldn't do. And what God's taught me through that whole experience is that God can do more than we could possibly hope or imagine if we just make ourselves available and say yes. Years ago, I was in a church and I was walking along with a deacon and his young son. And I remember talking about the aspects of what we were planning and some big event. And his son, Jimmy, said, "Daddy, you're welcome for my help." He said it so softly that for a while I didn't hear it, but he said it 2 or 3 times, and it dawned on me, that's the attitude we got to have when we're walking beside God, our Heavenly Father. We just got to say, "Look, God, I don't know what you have planned or what's going on, but you're welcome for my help. Put me wherever you need me. Open my eyes." This week, I was walking around the block, and a woman stopped me, asked for help, and ended up saying, "I am lost. I'm so lost." She's struggling with alcoholism, and Jennifer asked a good question later when people were knocking on our door and talking about this lady. Jennifer said, "What did you get yourself into?" And it's a great question, but basically we got to get ourselves, we got to put ourselves in uncomfortable positions and reach out to try to help whoever comes our way, because we got to be available when God opens the door, and we don't know. We often get over our head, but we don't know what God's going to do. Number three, we are blessed even when we're undeserving. I don't need to and don't have time to talk about all the ways that God has blessed us, but think about how many Bibles you have on your shelf when other people around the world don't have one. Think about how you grew up speaking a language that the rest of the world needs to learn in order to prosper. There's so many ways God has blessed us. We are able to come and go freely to these different countries, whereas other people are forced around the world to leave their families and loved ones to move to other countries just in order to survive financially, to find jobs. God blesses us, and it's not to make us feel guilty that we talk about this, but our response should be gratitude and generosity to share what we have. Because, number four, to give is to live. To help is to be healthy and to heal. Our son years ago was watching Jennifer as she gave some money to someone outside a grocery store. And he said, "Mommy, we are healthy people, aren't we?" He was trying to say helpful, but he actually, like children often do, picked a better word. We are healthy And it is true. To be helpful is to be healthy, because there is a law of the flow. You know, a heart vessel is not healthy unless there's blood flowing through it. A water hose is not useful unless water is passing through it. A church is not healthy unless the Spirit of God is flowing through it. Lake Cities is healthy and will continue to be healthy to the degree that we say yes to God and let God flow through us. Whatever He gives us, we pass on and share with other people. I truly, deeply believe this. The church that Jennifer and I worked with in another state for many years has come upon such hardships and financial times that they have cut out their whole missions budget. Nothing made me more sad than to hear that, because I don't think there's a way a church can be healthy if it's not helping other people. People don't want to be a part of a church that's just paying, taking care of itself or trying to pay the bills. We got to be constantly letting God flow through us, and that's true of our individual lives. The children need to watch us giving generously, watch us saying yes to God. Number five, finally, what God's taught us when you say yes to God is we don't know what God's doing through us, but we just got to celebrate what we see and accept it. Someone asked Mother Teresa once, how do you possibly hope to be successful here? There's so many people dying, you can't get to them all. And Mother Teresa said, God hasn't called me to be successful, He's called me to be faithful. We've got to give our lives to God and let God use us. My dream for all of you, for all of us, is that we constantly see ourselves doing something simply because God has called us to do it, and that we see God working through us and knowing that He's blessing us. So, we've got to dream big. Lake Cities is rising to the challenge. Next year, we hope to create more missionaries, encourage our people to go on more trips. We're going to help in orphanages. We're going to send more Bibles to people both in Europe and here locally. We've got Let's Start Talking. We've got all kinds of dreams and things for the future. Today, let's just celebrate what God has done and all that He's about to do as we prepare for this contribution. Pray with me. Dear God, we love You and we thank You for all You've done and that You give us a chance to be a part of all that You've called us to do, a part of Your kingdom, of spreading Your gospel, shining Your light throughout the world. We ask You, God, to use us, flow through us, place us wherever You choose for Your glory. Open up the doors and help us to realize that open doors do not always mean smooth paths. But help us to know that Your grace is sufficient and You will never call us to do more than You equip us to. You will always provide and always protect. Thank You for all You have done through this church to help so many people throughout the world and so many countries. And all You are doing through so many lives here individually and privately, most of which the rest of us don't know. We thank You, God, that we can be a part of a fellowship, that we can shine as a light because You're calling. And we ask You now, we give our day to You, we give this moment to You, and we give our future to You. Work through this mission's contribution to enable us to help more, and work through each of us privately and in our hearts to say yes to You, to know how best to serve You, and to listen to Your voice. We thank You, God, for all You've done and all You have yet to do. In Your holy name we pray, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So it's now our time to respond to what God's call is on our hearts. Thank you to Gary and to Jennifer for your lives and being one of the first that we were able as a church, a young church, to send out. And now we have you back with us, and it's a wonderful blessing. I was so encouraged this morning in Bible class. Others have mentioned it, but just the sharing around of the missions that we all are in. And sometimes we think in terms of professional missions, which is a lot of what we're supporting today. But the truth is, we are called to be God's missionary where we are. I tell young couples a lot that your primary mission is your children. Right there in your home, you are a missionary to your kids. That's our first calling as moms and dads. That's our first calling, in our mission of life here that God has given us. But there are some, too, who have opportunity presented to them. Many of us have had many opportunities to go and do some things, either local, domestic, or foreign, that are outside of the realm of just the home or our neighborhood. And so we are providing funds out of our own giftedness given by God to give back to make a difference in other places. And that's what we get to do, and it's a huge, huge blessing. We give out of our blessing, don't we? And that's what we're going to do this morning. I think of faces. I think of people who are touched by many of you, many of us in this audience. I think of young single women who are parents at a very young age in Malindi, Africa, who would not receive the touch of Jesus and a chance for a really good life in their culture were it not for some people in this room. I think of those people in Haiti, that there's some folks in this room who have been and have served and provided some resources for people who otherwise would not get a chance were it not for people in this room today. I think of literally hundreds of people who have come to Christ long distance because of an elderly woman in this church who long distance studies with those people, giving a few minutes ever so often to make an impact on people she will likely never meet. Stories go on and on. Plus, we think of our missionaries, where they are, the fact that they are extensions of who we are right here in Lake Cities. They're an extension of us. We have, if you will, satellite churches around the world. Sometimes we don't see it that way, but we do. We have a satellite church in New Zealand, in Australia, in Belgium, in Leon, Mexico. And so this morning's giving for us is to make an impact. And I pray that you have prayed for this day and this opportunity. For the last several weeks, our missions ministry team has led us toward this time where we might make a commitment as a church to make a difference, a real difference. And so $51,000 beyond our regular giving is a chunk. But it's so small compared to the way in which we've all been blessed and cumulatively been blessed. So on your seats there's envelopes right there close to you. On the card that is in the envelope, if you haven't already done this, ask that you do this. You have boxes to check off, the first of which is, will you pray for missions? And when we say missions, I want to be clear, we're talking about those that we support financially and the kind of missions, too, that you're doing locally where you are, in your workplaces, in your neighborhoods, in your schools. Will you pray about how God might use you effectively in this next 12 months and into 2014 and beyond? And then secondly, this is our financial commitment. How might you do that? And for some, today you're writing a check, and that's what you're putting in there for the 2014 funds for missions, which is great. We're doing that as a family. But there's also another box. You may or may not have just a chunk of funds to be able to do that right now. But you're willing to make a commitment for the long haul, for next year, for the next 12 months or less, to provide out of your monthly support opportunity to support missions. So we're doing both of that. Don and I are giving a check today, and we're also, because we know we could give more in the long run if we'll also pledge some additional funds, do that over the next 12 months. So we've checked that box, too, and put a figure in there and then totaled that up. And that's what our commitment as a family is to our church's mission effort for the coming year. And then for some of you who travel a lot, there are miles that you gain sometimes in travel that can actually be transferred over and be used for the sake of missions out of this church, either for us as leaders to go and visit missionaries and encourage them on the field, or for them to come to the States on furloughs. So if you've got some miles that you'd be willing to contribute, you might want to check that box. And you could visit with some of us later and talk about how to go about doing that. And then put your name on there and the date on that. Put that in the envelope. And we're about to pass the baskets for you to put those envelopes in those baskets this morning. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your hearts. I pray that there will be no guilt in this at whatever levels that you're giving. It's not about that. It is about our hearts, is it not? And so I pray that out of our hearts, we will be blessed because of the blessing we are striving to be for the sake of God's mission around the world. So let us pray together, and the plates will be passed, and we'll have the opportunity to give. And then we have a song or two to wrap up our time together this morning. Let's pray. Lord God, you are a great, great God. You love us so richly, beyond what we can imagine,